Okay, Nick Woolley. In this series of charcoal drawings, I started from using black and white photos that I took at Cockatoo Island, Sydney, using film and manual camera, because I thought it was appropriate to the site, sort of respecting the early 20th century aspect of Cockatoo Island, all the different histories that it had. Once it was a reformatory, then it was a shipyard, then a navy yard, all kinds of things. And I was aiming to capture the subtle beauty that I find in this structure and in all of these different areas of Cockatoo Island, how different they all are. And a lot of people, I guess, they would find these structures not necessarily beautiful. They'd find the erosion and all the grit and dirt and everything quite unappealing, but I found it really interesting. And I found that all these little imperfections gave it a kind of haunted majesty. And it was these layers of texture that I was trying to capture by using all these different techniques and different drawing styles, and also by taking my cue from quite a few different artists. Originally, I started with a sepia-toned photo from this British modernist artist called E.O. Oppe, and he used this beautiful sepia tone and had very geometric compositions, and that was in part the inspiration for using the coloured charcoal. And as well, there were these German photographers, also modernists, called Bernd and Hiller Becker, and a British artist who appropriated them called Idris Khan, and he gave me inspiration for all these more indistinct ones, layering of different textures and different line qualities. And then finally, with the more precise ones, I was influenced by John Brack. Had these big areas of very bold tone, bordered by very sharp lines. And overall, by just showing the sheer range of different tonal qualities and different surfaces around Cockatoo Island, I was just trying to show that beauty found in form doesn't really stem from linear perfection all the time. It can be a bit different, can be a bit more organic.